Now, it's a week since the video went viral of little Quaden Bales, the gorgeous 9-year-old in Queensland whose mum sent the video on social media of him crying after school because he was being so badly bullied. And what an amazing reception from not just Australia but the world. You know, he has had messages from Hugh Jackman. Yeah. Big Hollywood stars have reached out to him. He ran on the field at the NRL
All-Star game.
I mean, it's so wonderful. And then you've probably heard about the campaign. US comedian Brad Williams, he raised more than $700,000 through a GoFundMe page. And the purpose of that GoFundMe page was really just to send Quaden and his family to Disneyland so that he had something really fun to look forward to. Now, Brad, who set up the page, never imagined he'd raise $700,000.
A lot of money, isn't it?
Now, what's interesting is an overnight development is that Quaden's family are rejecting the $700,000. Now, his mum and his auntie has spoken out and said, we want the money to go to community organisations that really need it. They know what the money should be spent on. So as much as we want to go to Disneyland, I think our community would benefit more from that. I mean, that is an amazing sentiment. And I was thinking about this, Fev, the generous spirit that you to actually forego a trip to Disneyland because you want to give back to others. Quaden is growing up in an incredible family.
Yeah, and it is amazing. And obviously with that money, they could do amazing things with the charities. But as a person that donates, like same with the Celeste Barber GoFundMe page, people are donating to send him to Disneyland. So someone might just have they might have $200 to their name and go, I was bullied as a kid. I'm going to put in $50 to send Quaden to Disneyland. But now they're not sending him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like that money is going to send. I know they're going to do good things with the money. We don't know what it is. But if you want to donate to a charity, you will donate to a charity. But with these GoFundMe pages, they're starting to say that they need money for this, but then when the money's raised, they pull it and do it for something else.
You don't.
Well, how do you police that?
Well, it's interesting because Celeste Barber, unfortunately, when she set that up, she hadn't necessarily researched where that money was going to, and that's just gone to the New South Wales Rural Fire Brigade, and they're going to spend that money on training. Whereas everybody thought they were giving it to the families and the firefighters and everyone in need. And now this is a different example, but I get what you're saying. When I read this, I wanted to reach out to his mum and his family, and you almost want to say to them, look, that is an incredible gesture to say that you want to give back and not take the money, but please just go on a trip to Disneyland.
Yes, like, I want to ask him.
I know, you feel like saying,
hey, bro, do you want to go to Disneyland? Yes, why aren't you going? Mum won't let me. Of course he wants to go to Disneyland. Go to Disneyland, spend as much as you want, have the best time of your life, and then give the rest to wherever you want to give it to.
I really hope. Look, you know, he's obviously in a family that love him to bits, and at the end of the day, that's the most important thing. But, gee, I hope they take him to Disneyland. I'd love that.
Remember when we had Alpha Bucks for Kids down to Disneyland? Where'd that go?
Yeah, good point. Where is Alpha Bucks Kids Edition?
Uh-huh. Mando probably got rid of that too.
Spiffy, Fev and Byron on the Fox.